So let's review. Our shiur began with the Gemara continuing to elaborate on the Mishnah. Im yesh li tzuris ha-pesach, af pi sheirachav mi'eser, in the tzorach lamait. A tzuris ha-pesach makes carrying in the mavet permissible, even if the opening is wider than 10 amas. We also learned that if the kaira has an amaltera, a protrusion that makes the beam over a mavet more noticeable, it is mata the mavet even when it is higher than 20 amas. The Gemara asks, Ipchamai, does a tzuris ha-pesach help a mavet that is too high, and does an amaltera help a mavet that is too wide? We have a braisa that explicitly allows a tzuris ha-pesach to help a mavet that is too high, but we do not have conclusive proof from a braisa whether an amaltera, a structural reminder, helps for a mavet that is too wide. Now going back to an opening wider than 10 amas. According to our version of the Mishnah, a tzuris ha-pesach permits it. Rav had a different version of our Mishnah, which teaches that a tzuris ha-pesach does not permit an opening that is wider than 10 amas. Rav Yosef deduced that similarly, according to Rav, a tzuris ha-pesach would not help in the case of chatzer, sheruba, psachim, v'chaloinus. A court that mostly consists of windows and doors, to the extent that it is parts meruba aloimit, the total gaps are more than the total walls. The Gemara rejects this, because an opening of 10 amas in a mavet is a bigger problem than parts meruba aloimit in a chatzer, as evident from the fact that we permit parts meruba aloimit by pasabirois, the L-shaped partitions we make around the well, but according to a mayor, we do not allow an opening of more than 10 amas by pasabirois. Therefore, even though Rav holds that tzuris ha-pesach does not help for an opening wider than 10 amas, he may hold that it does solve the lesser problem of parts meruba aloimit. The Gemara cites a braisa from which it seems that a tzuris ha-pesach does not help when there is parts meruba aloimit, but Rav Kahana explains that this braisa was only talking about a defective tzuris ha-pesach that is either missing a side post or a lintel. The Gemara suggests that Rabbi Yochanan must agree with Rav that tzuris ha-pesach does not help for an opening wider than 10 amas based on the following incident. Notz arbo kondisin, the arba pinis hasada, umatach zmarlein. Someone stuck four poles in the ground at the four corners of a field and pulled the vine across the top, thereby creating four tzuris ha-pesach. Uvo maisilif nechacham, vihitiru loylein niklaim. The Chacham ruled that it is considered an enclosed field regarding klaim, as if it had a fence, and they may grow vines inside and other species outside. Rish Lakish said, kederch shetiru loylein niklaim, kachetiru loylein shabbos. Just as they serve as walls to separate different produce and avoid the issur of klaim, they also serve as walls for Shabbos. However, Rabbi Yochanan held that they cannot serve as walls for Shabbos, presumably because they were wider than 10 amas. The Gemara answers that it's possible that they were actually less than 10 amas wide. And the point of dispute between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish is whether a tzuris ha-pesach minatzat, with the top attached to the sides of the poles, instead of resting on top of the poles, is valid regarding Shabbos. Rish Lakish holds it is valid, Rabbi Yochanan holds it is not valid. However, we have no indication of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion about a proper tzuris ha-pesach over an opening wider than 10 amas. Perhaps he disagrees with Rav and holds that it is valid. Now, regarding a tzuris ha-pesach min ha-tzad, the Gemara concludes as follows. Pachos mi'aser, where it is less than 10 amas wide, according to Rish Lakish, it is valid for both klaim and for Shabbos. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it is valid for klaim, but not for Shabbos. Yois mi'aser, where it is more than 10 amas wide, according to Rish Lakish, it is valid for klaim, but not for Shabbos. It is not valid even for klaim. Rabbi Yochanan cites as a support for his opinion an incident where Rabbi Yeshua asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri whether a vine that ran from the side of the poles rather than on top of the poles can be used as a partition for klaim to permit planting other species on either side. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, "Be'eser muter, be'yesem me'eser aser. If it is less than 10 amas wide, it is permitted. If it is more than 10 amas wide, it is forbidden." The Gemara lists three halachas of tzuris ha-pesach regarding Shabbos according to different amirot. Amr of Chizda, tzuris ha-pesach sha'asah min ha-tzad, lo yasav le-klum. A tzuris ha-pesach where the crossbeam is attached to the sides of the post is totally invalid. V'amr of Chizda, tzuris ha-pesach sha'amru, tzricha shetei b'riya, kedei lahamid ba-delis, v'afil del shakashin. The side post of the tzuris ha-pesach must be strong enough to support at least a door of straw. Similarly, Rabbi Yannai says, we do not need the actual door, but tzuris ha-pesach tzricha heker tzir. It requires a pivot hole, as Rashi explains, chazi ledelas binan. It must be fit to potentially have a door. The Gemara cites a braisa. Tana, tzuris ha-pesach sha'amru kana mikan, v'kana mikan, v'kana al gabein. A tzuris ha-pesach consists of two side posts and a crossbeam that runs across the top of them. The Gemara quotes a machlekes amiram where the top beam actually has to touch the side post. Rav Nachman ain't tzrichin liga, they do not need to touch. Rav Sheish lam tzrichin liga, they do need to touch. The Gemara cites a braisa with regard to Chi of Mezuzah, which supports Rav Nachman's opinion. Kippa, Remeir Mechayev, Acham Poitin. Remeir requires a mezuzah on an arched doorway, and Acham did not require it. Vishavin, Shem Yesh Bregla, Asara, Shichayevis. They agree when the sides reach 10 tvachim in height before they begin to curve, and narrow to less than 4 tvachim, it is considered Tzuris HaPesach, and requires a mezuzah, apparently, supporting Rav Nachman, since the side posts don't reach the stones above the arch that serves as a lintel. Abai clarifies the machlokes as follows. Remeir and Acham argue in the case where the archway is 4 tvachim wide, at least up to the height of 3 tvachim from the floor, but is not 4 tvachim wide when it reaches the height of 10 tvachim. Remeir holds Chaykin Lahashlam. We view the arch as if it was carved out to the proper dimensions of 10 tvachim high and 4 tvachim wide. While the Chacham hold in Chaykin Lahashlam, we do not view the archway as if it is carved out. Zok the Mishnah. Hechsher Mavui. In order to permit carrying in a Mavui Sasim, that is surrounded by walls on three sides, there are three opinions about what must be done at the opening. Bishami Oimim, Lechi V'Kayra. Bishami hold it requires a side pole and a crossbeam. This does not necessarily mean that Bishami hold that on a Deiraisa level, four Mechitzas are required. Just that Midirabbanu we require four Mechitzas to carry in the Mavui, and Bishami requires both a Lechi and a Kayra to satisfy this Issa Drabban. Beisil Oimim, Oy Lechi Oy Kayra. Beisil require only either a Lechi or a Kayra, but not both. Rebeliezer requires two Lechis on the fourth side of the Mavui.